Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. If you're on YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw content. And of course, if you're on a podcast app listening to the show, take a moment, leave a rating or a review. It really helps boost the exposure of the show. Or hey, just tell a friend.
Yeah.
Right?
That does a lot.
I hear that friends are wonderful, Larson.
They can be.
They can be. Unless one of them turns on you, like Ooh. Project, what does he call himself? Blackheart?
Yeah.
Thomas O'Ciampa.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Right now, we got about 40 great friendos watching this podcast as a live stream. All the recaps are done as live streams for the $5 and up mark every month. You also get access to asking us questions. Just $1 a month, and you can ask questions
That's on all the show.
And then you also get like one or two live streams a month.
Didn't put a flannel on. I thought you were going to put a flannel on for the show.
You want me to go do that?
No.
Can you take over the intro stuff
while I
go get the flannel?
I've been hardly paying attention.
This is the NXT. You know what's funny about the NXT episode? So like, you know, we don't have big expectations for the NXT episode every week, but because SmackDown has been kind of like just not great.
Yeah.
The NXT episodes have been performing just as well or sometimes better than the SmackDown episodes.
It's because SmackDown has not been very interesting of late.
No, it hasn't. This is also a 205 Live episode, of course.
And 205 Live last 3-4 weeks has been fantastic.
And look at the numbers in the network. Do you notice this week, 205, or last week, 205 Live was at number 7. Was at number 7. Just based off of the buzz
it has
based on what they're doing right now with just wrestling. And again, this week, another fantastic episode. We're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. You got underneath your flannel right there, you got a pro wrestling t-shirt. Are we going to conglomerate that shirt with your big face?
TBD.
Okay. That means to be doing.
To be decided.
Oh, decided.
There so I think go. if there's a choice between putting a new Going In Raw design up or doing this, I will do the former because I think it'll do better.
Well, hey, it's not a choice. All of them.
Well, I mean, in terms of spending my time designing things.
Oh, yeah. Can you just send me that design? You already sent me the face. Well, I don't know what font I use for that.
No, I'm saying that's not going to happen.
Oh, you're just doing
if
that.
I'm going to do it. If it's going to be done, I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're going to. Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Why does it have to be like that, Larson?
What does it be like? What?
You're being
taking ownership of my properties, man.
Oh, wow. It's like that, is it? I thought this was our thing. This is our child going in raw.
This is my gimmick.
Yeah, man.
Coldwater Larson, that's my gimmick.
I guess so. Wow. I was offering to help to try to, because I could do that in a second.
Well, I could too.
Could you? Yeah. I can do it faster than you, though.
Well, that's not the point.
Efficiency. What is the point?
Point is
just put your head next to it. Not going to happen. Twitter has been alive with people saying.
I know, but here's the thing.
I totally buy that.
I know, but then we got to make them wait.
Oh, wow. Really? We're going to drag
build
this out?
Anticipation.
Build
up, yeah.
The feud.
Yeah.
That's how you really do pro wrestling in this business.
Yeah, man, that's how you do business.
Anyways.
Are we going to talk about?
What now? What? Huh? 205 Live, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, 205 Live. Great show. Really good show. Fantastic show.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I'm bringing up
Opened
my notes.
Up with match. Arya Daivari versus the debuting Buddy Murphy.
You know what bums me out like with guys like Arya Daivari? Is that like he's got his gear on from the Zoe train, and it's like, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to be?
No,
I'm just supposed to do this.
He wore the same stuff pre-Zoe train.
No, it wasn't as flamboyant.
I think it was the exact same shirt.
Was it?
Yeah.
He used to wear like the headdress thing, though, didn't he?
Oh, that was way when the show first started.
Yeah right.
But
he hit the Zoe train, dude, he did not have the yellow glasses until the Zoe train.
A couple of months before Zoe train stuff, he started doing the affluent
He was doing the affluent thing from the second he got there.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
We'll have to go back and watch some tape. Yes. Do we care enough to watch tape to confirm that?
You don't have to watch tape. I remember my recollection.
No,
is true.
Man, I'm not going by your memory
because
your memory's not that great.
He started doing the affluent thing. They changed his Titantron, so it went to more of a blue. No, the song was the same, but the video was different. It went more of a blue hue to the general Titantron.
Hey, remember when Drew Gulak was doing his picketing sign, his politician thing, and they still had his King Arthur Titantron?
I mean, he's still in the King Arthur gear. The Titantron's different. Like the collar of his jacket's the King Arthur jacket.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It is Titantron now.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's still that way. They never changed it.
I know.
What the heck?
But they changed
the
Titantron after he did the current thing. Because before, it was just the shield and the swords that popped up with his name across it.
Yeah.
And they changed that to what they have now.
Yeah.
But he's not wearing that gear.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I like his Titantron. It's really cool.
I'm glad he doesn't wear the King Arthur stuff anymore.
Same.
Anyways, I just feel like Daivari probably needs to scale it down a bit. Like, you know, he doesn't need the yellow glasses anymore. What do you feel about that?
No, I think it's fine.
Anyways, the debuting.
I like Daivari a lot. I think he's really good.
The debuting Buddy Murphy, the worst kept secret, worst kept secret.
Well, that means everybody knows about it.
Right, exactly.
The idea is that no one knows how good he is. That's the best kept secret.
Anyways, it was his debut.
Yeah.
Daivari cut a promo first, really? What did he say?
He did a promo, like the inset picture in picture.
Oh, okay. Right on. We got a Buddy Murphy weigh in, and he came in
200.9 pounds,
and the Rockstar Spud said, "Oh, you've lost weight. Great. I've been watching that My 600-Pound Life show."
Yeah, you've mentioned that before.
Well, I came upon another episode last night. There was a dude missing a leg. I don't know. I didn't get the backstory on why he was missing a leg, probably because he was so big. But then he was eventually approved for surgery. That's the whole thing is like, can you show Dr. Now that you're approved for surgery?
That you can get the gastric bypass?
For weight loss surgery, yeah. And then they show the gastric bypass. It's like, oh, it's so gross. Anyways, they replaced your stomach with like a little tube, a little plastic tubing.
Well, I thought they just made your stomach smaller.
In some they do, and some they replace it with like a little plastic tube.
How are you supposed to break down food then?
Shit, I don't know, man. It's all weird.
That's the whole point of your stomach is to break down the food after you chew.
Ask Doctor Now. I don't know. I'm not a freaking doctor. Weird. He doesn't explain
my understanding is they just tied off.
Yells at people.
A piece of your stomach so you couldn't use it, and the rest of it just makes your stomach smaller.
He gives
so
them
you get
a
fuller quicker.
He gives them a 1,200 calorie diet. And this lady comes back and was like, "Well, I was moving my house a lot, so why did she change her diet at something?" She's like, "Well, I was eating this and this," and he was like, "You made your own diet. I gave you a diet to use, and why are you making your own diet? I am the doctor now. You are not approved." But then she eventually was approved.
Oh, okay.
It's impressive a lot of these people losing so much weight.
Yeah.
Anyways,
back to Buddy Murphy. He lost a little bit of weight. He was already under the weight limit. He was like 204.4 when they weighed him in the last time.
Well, they had to make sure he wasn't running to McDonald's and getting those 20 McNuggets
for
$5.
When you weigh in like for a boxing match or UFC fight, once you get the weight and you're underweight, you can start packing the pounds right back on.
No, I think they did that initially just to be like, okay, are you even in
the
vicinity?
Ballpark.
In the vicinity,
but
yeah.
Now that he is, for sure, before his debut match, he could be able to pack on pounds.
Because he's a muscles dude.
Yeah, he's pretty
Well, no,
pretty
that's
muscular.
What they said, because then his actual pre-fight weigh-in, I think the first one was just, can we even sign you to this?
Yes,
are you
yes.
even close? Are
yes.
you like 220? He was 204. He was like, "See, look, I'm good." And they're like, "Okay, good. You're on the roster. Now we have to weigh you before the actual fight."
Yeah.
And at that point, yeah, like he probably had 24 hours where he could just McNuggets all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he goes in there. What did you think about this match?
I thought it was fine. I know you said yesterday you had some reservations about it.
Well, here's my main problem with it. I don't know exactly what. So his finisher is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like a pump handle Olympic slam type
Yeah, it's
deal.
Weird. It's just weird. It's like, what the hell did I just see?
Yeah,
I watched
neat.
It like five times and I still didn't understand it. It was great. I think my main problem with it was I didn't get a real sense of why he's the best kept secret besides his finisher. Because his wrestling, while really good, didn't really... They were focusing too much on Daivari coming off as overwhelmed by Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy was doing, like sort of the overpowering thing.
Yeah.
Which was fine. But if we're not to understand him and Aleister Black, I guess I just want to fast forward to when we're getting to the meat of
his
matches.
Then his match against Mustafa Ali will be a good example of what he can really do then.
No, I agree. I think it's going to be great. And I didn't have like a major problem with this match. I thought I was going to
get hoping for more of a showcase.
I was hoping for a better impression of what we were looking at. Instead, I got like a really cool finisher and then a lot of him like sort of Daivari running into him as a brick wall and then him doing stuff like this.
Well, also, he did that planche over the top rope.
Yeah, that was cool. Spots. No, there were some cool
spots.
He
had pants, like his ring trunks looked like Hulk pants.
Looked like Gypsy had gotten a hold of him.
Well, I was saying Hulk pants, like he turned to the Hulk.
Right, yeah.
His pants.
I like, did you notice?
To Buddy Murphy, but he's still really muscular.
And then he returned to Buddy Murphy.
But still had Hulk pants on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like David Banner, Bruce Banner after Bruce Banner, he finishes up. Yeah. Yes. But he was David in the TV show, wasn't he?
Was he? No, he was Bruce Banner.
No, his name in the comics was Bruce Banner. His name on the show was David Bruce Banner.
Oh, really?
It was David, yeah.
That's weird.
I forget why. Anyways.
I mean, they licensed the Hulk. They couldn't license the Bruce Banner name.
I think I have an idea as to why, but it's kind of controversial, so I'm not going to say. We'll wait till after the show, and I'll tell you.
All right.
And it's really crap. But anyways.
I know David Banner is a rapper.
Yeah, right. Wait, what's the name of the comic? Is it Bruce?
It's Bruce. Bruce Banner.
Hold on a second. The Hulk TV show. Here we go. I'm telling you, they changed the name for it. Dr. David Banner.
All right.
Booyah! Anyways, Bill Bixby was a national treasure.
No, he was great.
So was Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, man.
I legit got scared when I was a kid. I loved the show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right? I would legit get scared when the Hulk would start turning into the Hulk. I'd be like, bad guy, get the fuck out of there.
Oh,
start running now.
Yeah, man.
Because they did, it wasn't like Cheesy Manimal where they would like try to do too much. It was way too ambitious.
Yeah.
They tried to like, but it was just crossfades.
It was just dissolves, yeah.
Right. With him, they went to close-ups of like, and they didn't make Lou too green.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Buddy Murphy's pants, the thing I loved about them is that they were all ripped up, right? Like he had hulked out and then gone back.
Yeah.
But then they were perfectly, what do you call it when you you take like a jagged edge and then you make it nice?
Put a seam on it, yeah.
You put a seam, yeah. They were all seamed up with nice, you know, border, a blue border.
Karen said Murphy didn't go full tilt.
Well, that's what I understand because I understand that he had like some fantastic matches with Aleister Black on the house show circuit. And that's what I want to see. I want to see, okay,
I think we'll get that against Mustafa Ali.
I think we will. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I can't say enough about Mustafa Ali this week, but we'll get to that. And Jack Gallagher.
Oh, that match,
We'll get to that later, though.
Right?
Yeah, man.
That's going to be why, but that match is going to be why he loses against Drew Gulak.
I don't think so.
It is. Let's see here. Moving on.
No, we're still, Buddy kicked out of a hammerlock lariat, which had not happened, I don't believe, on 205 Live.
Right,
they really
right,
made a
yeah.
point of hammering that home.
Yeah.
And then he wins with his own finisher,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if they gave a name to it, but it was pretty cool.
I don't know.
Pump handle, Olympic slam, angle slam type deal.
Yeah,
it looked great.
Yeah, it was crazy.
With a major spin in it.
He was like,
fantastic.
Here, put your hand here, and then blah, 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 and then
it's
you're
like
done.
Pump handle, up on the shoulders, and then in one motion swings around.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's
pretty
really
cool. Next, Drake Maverick promo. He unveils the brackets finally for this Cruiserweight Championship tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Announces some matches for the upcoming week or next 2 weeks. I'm guessing the main event for next week's show will be TJP and Cedric Alexander.
Oh, so
they come into frame.
So Karen has it here as either the Whale Hunt or the Thunder from Down Under. Pump handle, half Nelson lifted and dropped into a Death Valley driver.
Okay.
Crazy stuff. Anyways, I'm sorry. Continue.
Anyway, I was just saying that TJP, Cedric Alexander came into frame.
Well, we finally got the brackets.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. We got the brackets. So we cannot get Cedric versus Roderick Strong, which is what I wanted.
Well, we
finals.
Can get that, but it won't be the finals, it'll be the semifinals.
Well, I was saying we can't get that in the finals at Mania. We can get Drew Gulak, Buddy Murphy, or Mustafa Ali
versus Cedric,
because we kind of figure, I don't have the brackets in front of me, but there's nobody else really in Cedric's bracket that can.
It's Roderick Strong is the only other.
Right, exactly. That'd be shocking. So anyways, yeah, TJP and Cedric came into frame, and they'll talk crap to each other.
Yeah.
The first one versus the, you know, heir apparent guy.
Yeah.
You know. Next up.
A really fun tag match, which saw Gran Metalik and Lince Dorado take on Evan Daniels and Corazon Delgado.
What a great name. Corazon Delgado.
I really hope that after the tournament's over, they start doing more tag matches, specifically trios tag matches.
I agree. I know.
The Gran Metalik, Lince Dorado, and Kalisto are fantastic together. Their chemistry is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a trios tag title on 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to them. Have them just hold it for a long time.
That'd be fun, man. That'd be cool.
They're great.
And hey, you know what? Another tournament. How about a tournament for that?
Yeah.
There you go. Because this tournament thing's really working out.
Yeah, man.
I wonder what they're going to do after Mania.
Yeah, no.
More tournaments.
That's when they maybe bring up somebody else.
Next
Who knows? Lince Dorado picked up the win after pinning Delgado after a shooting star press. He did the double springboard, a handspring stutter thing, too. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Next, couple iPhone promos. First from Drew Gulak. He seemed, based on this, convinced that he's going to make it to the finals.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. There's a couple things that stand out to me. Number one, Mustafa Ali doing an amazing job selling that shoulder. That shoulder problem's not going to go away.
Well, he still has to get through Buddy Murphy before he has to
worry
about Drew.
And he still has to get through Buddy Murphy. So once that happens, and they set up, I mean, dude, they had Buddy Murphy kick out of a finish here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mustafa Ali is going to have his hands full with a guy they obviously have big plans for, yeah. Buddy Murphy. He'll get past him, but like beat up. Drew Gulak, I think, is going to run. Who's Drew Gulak coming up against next?
Mark Andrews.
Yeah, he'll ground him and he'll mess him up. And so Drew Gulak's going to have a head full of steam and all sorts of momentum coming into this. And Mustafa Ali is going to limp into it because of that shoulder. And Drew Gulak's thing is submission. He's going to take him to the mat and he's going to bust up that shoulder and he's not going to let Mustafa Ali pull off his game. And because Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander are such good friends, it's going to build up the story that Cedric Alexander is going to have to take on Drew Gulak in the finals at Mania. That's going to be the story. They're going to have to go good guy, bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, that story makes sense, but I want the best match possible, which is Cedric versus Mustafa Ali.
I don't know, man. The way, dude, I'm telling you, that match, you don't,
the most
you don't,
exciting
you don't,
match
you don't
is
see
be
that.
Mustafa Ali versus Cedric
you don't
Alexander.
See that the inherent drama with the way they were booking Drew Gulak against Tony Nese.
I do.
That's the match with the drama in it.
I don't know, man.
Friendly competition is one thing, but we already saw that match for one
I know,
thing.
And it was great.
It was great.
Kick it up on the grandest stage of them all with a title on the line.
But give me Drew Gulak versus Cedric Alexander in the finals.
I love Mustafa Ali. I want him in the finals. I love Cedric
Alexander. Me too. I love Mustafa Ali.
I'm booking
Ali.
This with my heart rather than my head.
If Mustafa Ali was on the other side of the brackets, I'd be pulling. I'd be like, dude, this is what I would prefer to see Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to see that. But either way, I want to see Drew Gulak in the finals because I think the way they just from that iPhone promo. And that match with Tony Nese, we saw a brand new, not a brand new, but basically a brand new Drew Gulak.
It's kind of a combination of the King Arthur one where he had that intensity. I mean, not to that same degree, but there's a lot more intensity to the King Arthur Drew Gulak than there was kind of like the politician.
Well, they just told him to go out there and be a bad guy. But now with add the politician thing into it, he's got motivation behind, well, I don't want, this shouldn't be about high flying stuff. I'm going to ground everybody, which is a fantastic motivation to have. And I think that's a story to tell. That's a story that I want to see, especially after what I saw with him. And I'm really looking forward to see what Drew Gulak and Mark Andrews do. Because
mm-hmm.
if Mark Andrews pulls off a couple of high-flying stuff and Drew Gulak is able to take that sort of intensity and ground him for the majority of the match, that's going to be fun to watch Mark Andrews try to get high. Here in California. Anyways, I think that's going to be the match. That's the match I kind of want to see.
All right. I'm rooting for Mustafa versus Cedric because they're the best.
I love Mustafa Ali. That vest is kind of goofy.
Oh, he's so good. I don't care. So Drew had an iPhone promo talking about Mark Andrews grounding him, beating him. Then Mark Andrews had an iPhone promo where he did a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Talking into his iPhone. Flipped mid-promo.
I'm sad that I kind of spoiled it for you. Because
I didn't mind.
But when you see it and you don't expect it coming, it's like, what the? He just did the thing with the phone.
Then why the hell did you spoil it for me?
I know. I feel bad about
that. What a jerk.
I'm impulsive. What do you want?
Yeah, you are impulsive.
Oh, man. That was so flipping. That was so. I did not expect him to do a flip while talking on the phone.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I did.
I wish somebody would have got a camera on him, like, not on the phone.
Well, that would have ruined the illusion of him just talking
to
his iPhone.
No, just so that after the fact I could see it and be like, how did he do that exactly?
He's like an athletic guy. He just stands and flips.
Well, thank you, but that you and your fingers don't really help. I want to see
this
it.
Is what happened?
I don't want to see your fingers do
He's
it.
He's standing.
Man.
He jumps.
So infuriating.
Flips. Lands on his feet.
Do that again.
I can't flip my wrist through my arm.
Wrist.
Yes.
This isn't 2K18.
Thanks for spoiling that for me.
I'm sorry. It was really cool.
Anyway, let's talk about this main event. Why wasn't this Jack Gallagher after he turned heel, but this should have been Jack Gallagher after he turned heel. That's what we've been saying. A guy who relishes in being cruel, this Jack Gallagher wrestles like he wrestles best, and relished inflicting pain on people.
Yeah.
This is what it should have been from the beginning.
Yeah,
heel
they,
Jack.
They have that guy. They have that now. It's Drew Gulak is that guy who relishes hurting people.
But he's different. Stylistically, he's different.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I didn't like those. You're right. You're right.
Because this is a really entertaining match.
If he would have come out in black trunks, maybe we would have got that. But he came out in like sort of
just what he wore every day.
Snazzy green.
No, I'm talking about before, when he turned heel with Brian Hendrick.
I know, and I'm talking about this Brian match. Kendrick. What'd you say, Brian?
I think it said Brian Hendrick.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fantastic match. Mustafa Ali sold the crap out of that shoulder. That was neat.
Anybody sells.
What was that? Hey, what was that? Was that? What was that weird thing with Mustafa Ali?
Oh, that plancha?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to do something else, like pull himself up springboard, but he missed and instead did the corkscrew. I don't know.
It's as if there was like a wall of anti-gravity that just sort of hit him.
I feel like he was going to do a springboard, bounce off the ropes and do something, but he missed the bounce.
That could
and
be.
And so did a corkscrew and hoping he can get something.
Yeah. I mean, they sold it. The commentary sold it well and said, oh, he must have realized midair that Gallagher got out of the way or something.
Yeah, I don't think Gallagher moved at all, though.
He didn't move at all. It was just really weird and awkward. But, I mean, I don't know. It made for... It was weird.
Because he hit his hip on the apron
and
stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That was like the one minor mistake in an otherwise perfect match.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't really minor. It was pretty loud.
I know.
Like they replayed the crap out of it.
I know, because they had to justify it.
Yeah. It was just really weird. It was as if... It was like when Sasha did that thing with Asuka. When she comes through the ropes and then her like sort of pelvis kind of hit the rope a little bit and then she went down.
Well, because she was selling the kick to the head, man.
Well, I still don't know if that was like, I don't know. I don't know. I still think that was kind of botchy. And then this looked kind of botchy.
Mustafa thing was botchy. There was some miscommunication or something. I think that was just Sasha selling the kick to the head. I mean, if you get kicked in the head midair, you're going to go straight down.
Yeah, I know, but her hip hit the rope. That's why she went straight down.
Yeah, because as she was going through the rope, she was kicked in the head.
Yeah, but she actually wasn't kicked in the head.
I know, but she was selling a kick in the head.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like her trajectory started going downward before Asuka kicked her in the head.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that. But anyways, this is kind of weird.
But yeah, but otherwise, it was one.
Beyond that, it was a fantastic. I'm not shitting on the match. I'm just saying it was like
one
weird.
Hiccup in a fantastic match. I don't think, apart from AJ Styles, no one is a better seller right now than Mustafa Ali.
Oh, that's not true. Roderick Strong and Johnny Gargano.
I don't know, man.
Both of them.
Mustafa
this
Ali.
This is good. I'm not. Hey,
Mustafa
look,
Ali takes.
I'm saying he's number four in the
Mustafa
company.
Mustafa Ali takes bumps regularly. Looks like that hurts. No one sells getting thrown into the ring post like Mustafa Ali. He just flails his body all over the place.
Yeah,
it's never cartoonish.
Yeah.
That kick, that drop kick off the second rope where he flies back is like something out of 2K18.
Yeah, it's really good.
And lands in the barricade.
Yeah.
He has a way of selling that makes stuff look like it hurts, like AJ does.
Yeah.
Like AJ just throws caution to the wind when he sells half the time. You wonder.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much of it is actually him just knowing really
what he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's why I'm saying Mustafa Ali is like at that level because
yeah,
he throws
so
caution to the wind and just throws his body around selling.
Yeah.
You feel like he's going to hurt himself at some point. Apparently he never does.
Yeah. No, it's good, man. But no, I'm telling you, the lengths that he went to sell that,
oh yeah,
that
great.
Shoulder,
he's great.
That's going to play into the story.
Could be.
I'm telling you,
he's still got a couple weeks to recuperate from this match.
When's he fighting Buddy Murphy?
At least a couple weeks.
Probably 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, maybe three. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
So that could be enough time to recuperate. That's also 3 weeks to keep something fresh in people's mind. I know they can do replays, but
are there any other matches?
They announced both the matches next week. It was Cedric and TJP against Kalisto and Roderick Strong, I think. The two matches next week.
Oh, Cedric versus TJP and then Kalisto versus... Man, I hope Roderick Strong moves on.
Oh, he should.
He should, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the...
Has he been added to the 205 Live roster page?
I don't know. I mean, that's the story right there is Roderick versus Cedric and people who destroys, you know, two guys who destroy their opponent's backs.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah.
That makes all the sense in the world. And Mustafa Ali and Drew Gulak in the semifinals makes all the sense in the world, too, given their history.
What was I looking for? Oh, yeah.
See if Roderick Strong was on the roster.
You don't need a style roster.
I think you have to go to Superstars.
There you go.
Ali picks up the win with 054 inverted 450. Fantastic match. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, do so. It's incredible. Mustafa Ali is really shooting to the top of my list of favorite wrestlers right now.
Neville's
he's great.
Still on there. That's interesting.
No Roderick Strong.
Nope.
But Mark Andrews is on there. That's interesting.
Yeah, I heard about Mark Andrews being on there, but nobody put up a stink about Roderick Strong, so I didn't figure he'd be on there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. So who knows? See, look. It's got that on. Anyways.
Yeah, he had that at some point, but not anymore.
Moving on. Yeah, no, fantastic match, but yeah, that's going to be, man, there's going to be so much actually good, assuming nobody gets injured, WrestleMania, there's going to be so much good wrestling
there. There's potential for a lot of really good wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, NXT, another fantastic episode with a shocker finish, Larson. Shocking! Johnny Gargano, gone from NXT. Sign your termination papers.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never, you know, all the jobs I've lost, never had to sign termination papers.
So once we're done with, we had to sign our severance papers.
No, oh, but that's not the same thing as what he signed.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So once we're done with the main event here, we're going to talk about the Fallout video.
I think we pretty much got the gist of it.
No, man. We're going to talk 30 minutes about it.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, kicks it off with the best thing in NXT right now, Velveteen Dream.
Oh, he's great.
Dude, how much do you love this promo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. Because I didn't realize. I mean, the NXT awards were so weird. Like, after the, they were like, hey, be sure to tweet out this and tweet out this.
January, early February, they actually named the.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it was before the last takeover, so end of January.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They were giving out the awards there. Mm-hmm. And I saw Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, they got best match. So Velveteen Dream got, like, best thing in NXT or something like that.
Well,
They
got best feud, him and Aleister Black.
Right.
No, Asuka got overall performer.
Oh, she got overall performer?
Yeah.
What was he talking about during his promo then?
I think because he didn't get those awards.
Oh, okay.
He thought he should have got match of the year and best overall performer.
Oh, I got it wrong. I thought he was, like, you know, claiming victory on all that stuff. Anyways.
No, he's saying he should
have. That's why he was calling out those names.
He should have been victorious.
I was just reveling. I think you know what happened? I got lost because I started looking up, like, what kind of merchandise do they have for him? Nada.
Yeah, no.
And there aren't even any Patrick Clark shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, man. That's all part of the mystery. That's all in character right there. Oh, I love it. He's so great.
He's fantastic.
Anyways, he cuts a promo. It was fantastic. The crowd ate it up.
Oh, yeah.
No Way Jose came out. No Way Jose looks like he was, like, released 2 years ago. He looks like he's already on, like, the high school gym circuit. What are they going to do with No Way Jose?
I have no idea.
I really like him, but I feel like he can kind of... He can just go out there and make a bunch more money for himself on the indie circuit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to... What do you think they're going to do with him?
I just don't really feel like he's evolved much as a performer since he debuted.
No, he has not.
There was that one little bit where, you know, he's the Fiesta guy, which is great because it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then that feud with Austin Aries, he showed a bit of a mean streak.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they're not just making him the Fiesta guy. There's dimension to him.
Which I like about NXT. He's the mean Fiesta guy. There's,
like, in NXT, they don't make the characters one-dimensional, which right, I appreciate. Yeah, I wish yeah, that was something yeah, that would yeah. carry over the main roster more often.
Yeah.
Which they have a tendency to just make characters far more one-dimensional on the main roster anyways. But since then, we really haven't seen mean Fiesta guy a whole lot.
Yeah.
And... I don't really know if I feel... granted, maybe he's doing stuff on the house show circuit that's fantastic. But, like, his in-ring work is okay.
maybe he's the best-kept secret.
Just really haven't seen a ton of growth, you know?
No, we haven't, besides, like, physical growth. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't even know... I don't know what to do with No Way Jose.
I don't either.
Maybe he can just be in NXT for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, it could be.
You know? Just be happy there. Be fine.
Anyways, No Way Jose put up a good fight. In the end, came up
put
short.
Him in the UK division.
All right. In the end, came up short. Velveteen Dream picked up the win after a Purple Rainmaker dropped a promo afterwards, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the promo you're talking about, sorry. Because he didn't talk on the way out. He was afterwards.
Oh, that's right.
Next, Regal announces the Dusty Tag Classic
I'm
this
happy
year.
To announce the Dusty
winner
Rhodes Tag Classic.
Getting a tag title shot at TakeOver New Orleans.
The winner will take on... The Undisputed Era. Redragon.
Redragon, yes.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
No, you're strumming.
I know, he doesn't strum. He just does this.
Well, I think he does, but he does it with his body. He doesn't actually
Oh, the strum is with the body.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And it's only during the bridge.
Yeah. So that's cool.
No, that's good. Saw that coming.
Early prediction.
Well, I'm not going to get into it because I know some spoilers.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm not going to get into that.
All right.
I don't know. No, yeah, I'm not going to get into it. Next up, we had Vanessa Bourne versus Nick. Do you want to give your early predictions?
No, for the same reason.
Okay. Next up, we had Vanessa Bourne versus Nikki Cross. I love Nikki Cross with all my heart. She's amazing.
She's great.
And she won with a swinging neck breaker. Mm-hmm. I love that she does the fun splash. She does the fun splash better than anybody.
I know.
Like, what is it? Cross body.
Flying cross body.
Flying cross body. She just like stands there and then.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Oh, man. She's so great. Anyways, next up, we had
the main event.
They did a really good job with the package.
Oh, at the beginning of the show, there was a video package that was, you know, like
that
timeline
thing,
for
thing,
all
yeah.
this, the whole way since his debut to now, and then they brought in
and
Gargano.
It freaking got me jacked for this match, dude. Yeah, it got me so jacked for this. That was so good.
Yeah. Not quite on the level as their takeover match, but still pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to be. We kind of figured
this
was...
They were going to get 40 minutes to do it either.
I know, exactly.
They got a takeover.
Yeah. Still, 40 minutes or 30 minutes?
It was like 38 minutes, 36 minutes for the
takeover. God damn, really? I thought it was 30. Holy crap. Wow.
Super long.
Yeah, this is like 20, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Candice joined Johnny ringside. Of course, Zelina Vega joined Almas at one point.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Right before they did the entrances, there was a camera shot backstage of Candice hanging out with Johnny, and they just both had the most lose faces you'd ever see. And there's this thing I noticed, especially when she came out to console him at the end, where like she sort of like reaches out and like touches, like there's too much awkward touching between the two of them, which is weird because they have like they're like a married couple,
mm-hmm.
and they should have good body language chemistry, but I feel like their body language chemistry was all off.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll talk about it at the end.
It is an awkward,
because it kind of cracked me up.
It is an awkward situation when your husband's in that position, though. Like, how are you supposed to react? You
just
know?
Lost a paycheck. Don't know what to do with my hands.
But
right
you like
now.
You know you want to console
right.
your spouse,
right?
But at the same time, you know, does he need space to process what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on there, man.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's how I interpret it. Anyways, during the match itself, like Zelina Vega was trying to get involved. Candice said, suicide dive.
Oh, that was unexpected. Yeah, I mean, man. I know it's Candice LeRae. She does crazy stuff. I'm just not used to seeing it. Especially like in NXT, but I thought she was going to do, I don't know, something else, but she just
jumped in the ring, suicide dive, and they fought backstage.
That was awesome. That was fantastic.
Speaking of
Zelina Vega is great, by the way. I'm just going to mention that again.
Yeah.
She's great.
Another pretty nasty bump off the ropes onto the floor. Gargano shoved almost off the top rope onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then followed up with a suicide dive of his own.
Yeah, that was great.
He finally hit that somersault senton off the apron. Gargano did. Mm-hmm. He didn't land on nothing this time. He actually hit Almas with it.
Right.
General story was Almas working over Gargano's arm. Johnny trying to counter. But we saw Almas kicked out of a slingshot DDT. Almas runs into the ref. Ref bump.
Yeah, it was
took a back elbow.
Accidental back elbow to Drake Younger.
Yep.
The ref, he was down for a solid 2 minutes.
Yeah, man, he's out for a while. Gargano puts almost the Gargano escape. Tommaso Ciampa
saunters in with a crutch.
And destroys Johnny with it.
Yeah, and gets out of the ring. And then as Drake Younger, the referee, comes to.
Almost hits Gargano
hammerlock
with hammerlock
DDT.
Gets the three count
and Drake,
the win.
That was like probably an 8 count. Drake Younger was so slow on that count. He's like... 1, 2.
Hmm. He's still selling the effects of the back elbow.
3.
Whenever
the most reluctant ring the bell.
No, whenever there's a ref bump, they always count slower.
Yeah, but he was staring at that, man. He was
because
staring at that. He was like, I don't want to do this. Anyways, then, you know, obviously, El Idolo gets his win. Johnny Gargano is now not Johnny Wrestling, but Johnny Loser.
Johnny Unemployed.
Johnny Goodbye. Candice LeRae comes out.
I mean, you can give an example of it without touching me.
I'm like, no, you know why it made me laugh so much? Because it reminded me that, like, I always give my wife Lacey some shit because whenever something, like, bad happens... And like somebody typically needs consoling from like hugging. She does not take any consolation from hugs. Typically, that's like what you think somebody. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm saying sometimes people.
I'm sorry this happened.
they need a process. They don't.
And so she was like, and I was just thinking to myself, because she kept on touching his face.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop. Just stop
it. I know.
I just lost my job. I know you're my wife, but just stop touching me right
process.
Now.
Let me process.
Let me relax. I'm sitting here.
Process.
I appreciate that you're here emotionally for me. Stop touching my face.
So I thought at one point when they're
both, I don't like people touching my face.
When they're both sitting on the mat, they're trying to harken back to.
Right. Gargano they were. Yeah, it was great.
Match at the,
yeah.
The Cruiserweight Classic.
But he wasn't like touching his face. This is too much.
Yeah, it is too much.
Nobody wants this.
Get your hand out of my goddamn face.
Why didn't he say that to her?
Well, it's a spouse. He can't really do that, especially in the middle of a wrestling ring.
Get your hand off my goddamn face. Oh, man. And then here's the second thing that like really bugged me about it. They walk up the ramp. The crowd saying, you know, Johnny Wrestling.
Thank you, Johnny.
Why is he not watching his back?
Oh, because Ciampa was up in the crowd still.
Yeah, but he never like acknowledged that he saw Ciampa. He didn't go like this.
Oh, I don't know.
You did that. He did. There was never that acknowledgement. So he was like soaking in the fans, not seeing that there was like.
He's lost in the moment. That's happened to him.
Yeah, okay. But he needs to stop being lost in the moment because last time he got lost in the moment, he got dope fiend from behind.
He thinks, well, Ciampa already broke his crutch over me. He can't have another one.
That's a bad assumption to make. People have two crutches, man.
Not Tommaso Ciampa.
Well, he doesn't know that. Johnny Gargano doesn't know that.
No, we've seen him the two times we've seen him. He's only had one crutch.
Do you think he watched the footage back? Because every time we've seen him, Gargano's the one getting hit from behind. So Gargano hasn't seen that first person.
Well, he saw the first one, I think. I assume he would have watched the replay because it was all over the place. The first
Maybe.
One that happened.
That's a tough thing to watch, though,
and
isn't it?
And knowing that it happened once with just a single crutch.
Yeah.
When he got hit by the crutch the second time last night, he'd think, all right, Ciampa's exhausted his crutch supply for the evening. I'm good.
His single-use crutch.
Yeah, man.
It's done with. Oh, man. This was kind of the finish that we figured we were going to get at TakeOver before they did the whole thing.
But it was something more, higher stakes than just a title belt. This one's career, so
yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Now, this is not the end of Johnny Gargano in NXT. After this, we did get a Fallout video where they really try to hammer home the fact that he's done. Regal, Drake Younger, and Johnny Gargano, all very awkward. Regal had the termination papers, which is the first I've ever heard of this.
Same.
I don't remember Elias having to sign these. Maybe
no.
I just missed the Fallout video.
I mean, like, Bob Roode literally just, like, teleported out of NXT as soon as he got pinned.
He wasn't even around to sign his termination papers. I liked your comment. What if Johnny Gargano signed Tommaso Ciampa's name
on the
termination
papers?
Yeah, come on, Gargano. Use your head.
And what also I said is that I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of unsanctioned match.
Oh, well, that's going to be that's legit. That's going to be the thing. Like, it's not, dude, he's not even going to be gone for one additional TV taping because I think that's happening like soon.
March 7th.
Okay. Next TV taping, he's going to tag Tommaso Ciampa. You know, he should be Johnny Ninja. He like comes in ninja gear and they're like, who is that guy? And then he just signs to NXT for that. Like, have a match against No Way Jose win. That's his buy-in match.
What's Spanish for wrestling? He can do an El Vagabundo thing.
Oh, there you go.
Without
yeah.
A mask.
Or like, what is the Japanese Puro Resu?
Yeah.
Johnny Puro Resu.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Good. That's good.
He's not going to be gone. They're going to have a really, really brutal, fantastic, non-sanctioned match.
Of course, that's Spanish for wrestling.
What's Spanish? We're sitting here, idiot Johnny Lucha.
Yeah, I know.
We're amazing. We're fantastic. Anyways, yeah, we'll get a really brutal, brutal matchup.
Yeah, some sort of street fight. They'll both be wearing jeans.
And then Gargano will go on to like 205 Live or something.
Probably.
I mean, do you think he's going to get... Are they going to do a match where he somehow gets access to NXT again? Can he be back in NXT?
Oh, like if he beats Ciampa, take over in this unsanctioned street fight, he can earn his spot back, maybe.
Something like that.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's my thing is this. It'd be kind of a bummer. I do like all joking aside, I like the idea that Johnny and Candice get to be in the same promotion at the same time.
Yeah, it'd be kind of
for
bummer.
For some period of time.
Bummer for Candice if she just signs and like, all right,
right,
Johnny, you're going up to Maine now.
Yeah, and now you're in 205 Live.
Although if he worked 205 Live as of right now, that's only, I think they're only working for the most part Tuesdays for tapings and occasional house shows.
Yeah.
Than on the road full time like everybody else is. That's my understanding.
What do they do the rest of the time? Because it's not like they're out there wrestling
whatever they want
indie shows.
Yeah, I know.
whatever they want. I'm just saying, work wise, you don't like Cedric's not working in, like, you know,
indies. No
indies, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. But one thing Regal said is that Johnny still had to fulfill his previously booked obligations for NXT, so live mm-hmm. events and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So that opens the door for him to stick around a little bit.
Mecha Johnny.
Oh, that'd be great.
NWO Johnny. Johnny LeRae. Oh, my God. You guys are great.
Oh, man. That's great.
Juani. Kent said Juani Lucha.
No, that's great.
Mi nombre es Juan Lucha.
Yeah. That's what you should do.
That'd be great.
What's Spanish for wrestling, Steve?
What's Spanish for
Let's
wrestling?
Let's answer some questions. Alex
oh,
Foster.
Oh, man.
Alex Foster. Mustafa Ali became my favorite wrestler right now thanks to his match. He's great.
He is great.
Can you name a moment in time when a wrestler became loved or a favorite to you based on one thing they did?
CM Punk's pipe bomb.
The first time The Rock did the People's Eyebrow. I remember watching that.
Oh, my thing with The Rock, I was sitting there watching the pre-show, the kickoff show, if you will, on my little 4:3 TV.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sunday Night Heat.
I think it was before Sunday Night Heat.
Okay.
It was before, I think it was before a Mania. Maybe it was before a Survivor Series. I think it was before, I forget now. But anyways, it was a backstage second interview he was doing where he had taken over the Nation already. And they did a video package where it showed him blasting Farouk in the head with a chair.
Uh-huh.
And that moment, I remember being like, oh, wow, that was the coolest, like, because he made the decision. It was a great little acting moment for The Rock where he made the decision to blast Farouk in the head with a chair.
Oh, you saw the process of him making that decision.
And I was like, this guy is cool as hell.
Yeah, man.
And then I saw his promo and I was like, oh, this guy's really cool as hell. That was my thing with The Rock. Trying to think who else. What was the, like, one thing? I mean, you want to talk Cedric Alexander's match with Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
You know, that was huge.
Yeah, that was a moment that I became a Cedric fan. Austin Luff, if NXT was given an extra hour, power rank, underutilized talent, you'd like to see get more TV time.
Oh, man, I don't know. See, I don't know that I'd want to give it an extra hour. It's so good the way it is. And we get, like, this week we didn't get Aleister Black versus Killian Dane. Didn't need it, you know?
I would like there to be more opportunity for all the women they signed for the Mae Young Classic.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one. Yeah, them and then like the UK division.
Mm-hmm.
If they did a second hour, I guess I'd be okay with them bringing the UK title to NXT as their secondary title.
It's listed as an NXT title on the website.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, man. Oh, this is an interesting question. Bronze grappling hook. Power rank people that we laugh at now but could be huge 10 years from now, similar to how The Miz... Miz's career is gone.
Man. Gee, Willikers, I don't know. That's a tough one. Okay, I will say this. This is weird, but it's the NXT episode, so it's okay. Heavy Machinery.
All right.
Tweeted out a picture of them in front of a barbecue,
uh-huh.
Right? Wearing, like, normal dude clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
If that was their gimmick, even keep the steaks and weights thing. I can't stand their gear, ring gear.
It's too literal.
And honestly, their name, Heavy Machinery, it's not them.
Why don't they just change their name to Steaks and Weights? That's the name of their tag team.
I would, and they have like barbecue clothes on.
Well, just clothes then, yeah.
Yeah, just clothes.
They have aprons on too?
Well, like cut off shorts.
Okay, but aprons?
Not the really low ones.
But aprons.
No, we don't need aprons. That's, again, too literal.
Chef hats.
Do you wear a chef hat when you barbecue?
Some people might.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
What about like a container?
Tongs.
Yeah, tongs, container of sauce with a brush.
Yeah, again, too much.
Spray bottle.
Just
so you can keep your ribs moist.
A couple of dudes that you want to hang out with on a Sunday, like fantasy football guys.
All right.
You know, like if it was that and they wore like, you know, tank tops and cut off jeans.
Okay.
I'd be totally probably behind them. I'd be like, oh, I want to hang out with those guys.
Steaks and weights.
Steaks and weights.
That sounds like a good, store type thing to open. We can go work out right afterwards, grab a steak.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
That's a great idea.
I don't like doing that. I just want to throw up. How about what if
you
do
need to
backwards?
Get some protein.
You like a gorge and then you have to go work out.
That's the recipe for vomiting.
It's like steaks and cardio.
Ugh.
Get on a treadmill after.
Every treadmill has a bucket attached to it. And you just vomit into it because you ate too much food. No, you go and you work out, and that when you're done working out, you get some protein in you right away.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It makes sense.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, look, I mean, they're the one thing in WWE right now that I kind of crap on. So I'm going to say maybe Otis Dozovich. Maybe he's going to be dope in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to say Riddick Moss.
Oh, I'm already coming around to that guy.
I know, I am too, but not that long ago, we were like, what?
What the heck?
Yeah. But Riddick Moss is pretty good.
You know the thing about Riddick Moss, ever since he grew that goatee, which I don't think he had before.
No.
He grew a goatee. Now he looks kind of like Ming the Merciless.
A little bit.
So if you get Ty Dillinger to give him
Ty Dillinger's collar, another name we can mention here.
In 10 years, he ain't going to be around. Isn't he already like in his late 30s?
Yeah, mid-30s. Larson's Black Cat stepfather. Hey, friendos, which current NXT superstar is most likely to win a WWE Championship or Universal Championship first? Thanks.
Which NXT superstar is most likely? Well, now it's Aleister Black.
Well, I mean, Drew McIntyre is actually still considered a member of the NXT roster, so I might say him.
You know, it's a bummer. I was rewatching they showed the highlights from the Killian Dane and Aleister Black.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how great would that have been as a triple threat encounter? Put Drew McIntyre in there and all those burly, manly men doing their thing.
I know.
That'd have been really cool.
Be awesome.
And they all have like the European accents of varying degrees. Where's Tommy in from?
From who?
Aleister Black.
Where's he from? Holland.
Holland, that's right. Yeah, Holland and then Ireland and then Scotland.
Yeah.
All those accents in there,
yeah,
talking
man,
cool, poetic things. Oh, all a bunch of men fighting over this little belt. It's great. Let's go have some steaks now.
Steaks and weights. Colin, great seeing Buddy Murphy bring the whale hunt finisher to WWE, one of my favorite moves in all of wrestling, and he executes it perfectly.
Perfectly.
Do you guys get the feeling that Buddy is the newest Triple H guy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, this is interesting.
If he's putting on great matches, then I'm sure that's something Triple H appreciates.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Jonathan Reiner, who will be the first member of the 205 Live division to capture a singles title on Raw or SmackDown? I'd like to think that if you're on 205 Live, you're just not on 205 Live. If someone gets popular enough, there'll be an opportunity for them to go to Raw or SmackDown and achieve greater success on those shows.
I'd like to think that, too. Nobody really stands out in terms of having the size that they kind of prefer these days.
Well, Cedric Alexander is just as large, if not larger, than Finn Balor.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I should have said this. Nobody stands out in terms of having the charisma stuff plus sort of the minimum size that they kind of need. Like, cause Drew Gulak to me is like fantastic, but I don't see him competing for any of those, you know, the mid-level titles. I mean, I don't really see him in there with Bobby Roode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cedric is, in terms of body, has it.
I think the charisma is there. They never have given him anything good to work with.
Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where's the roster? Let me see here.
I mean, Roderick Strong in terms of size and wrestling abilities there. But again, I don't know if he necessarily has the personality for main roster. Because I think he's, what, 5'10", 200 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Roderick Strong is. But then he's not on the roster there, so.
I mean, if Neville's literally on the roster,
yeah,
so
no, it
would be Neville.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, at this point, yeah, if you have to choose, got to be Cedric.
Yeah.
Just, he needs to get some form of personality.
He needs a character. Broken Steve, he says, I'm sorry, friendos, but I must disagree with Steve. 205 Live is now my new favorite hour of wrestling every week. His question is, what do you think 205 Live will do after Mania to ensure this level of excitement?
What's the disagreement with me about?
NXT is your favorite.
Oh. Okay. What must 205 Live? Well, yeah, that's the big question. That's the huge question.
How to maintain a level of excitement. Say you're booking for the tournament, it comes to fruition, and Drew Gulak wins. And for whatever reason, this is speculation on my part completely. I don't know anything. After Mania, Gargano comes to 205 Live. That's the way to keep the excitement going.
Man. There's no way Cedric's going to lose at Mania, though.
Probably not. But if you have heel Drew Gulak hold that title and Johnny Gargano, who's ultimate babyface, comes to 205 Live, that's what he keeps him excited
going. Could, yeah,
hot on
no,
the heels
I,
of some awesome
yeah.
matches.
I mean, I think if as long as you, I'll put it this way. This is what I wanted from the get, from the Cruiserweight tournament when they decided to do 205 Live. Make it all about the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So however you can do that, come up with like new sort of gimmicky non-tournament ways to give people incentives to incentivize them to put on the best matches. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, you have to focus more, I guess, on like the simplistic storytelling mode that New Japan does. But then if you don't have the factions to deal with, then you have to come up with a more creative way to do it without delving into or diving into what it used to be when Enzo was around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my God, it's so great that he's gone.
Oh, I know. It really is. The Nightcrawler. Hey, Steven Larson. My question is, who in wrestling today do you truly believe is the cream of the crop, meaning no matter where you put them, they will rise to the top? For example, I'm not sure. This is the Nightcrawler. Says he's not sure how good Kenny Omega would be in WWE, but on the flip side, I know Kevin Owens is so well-rounded. Wherever he ends up, he'll rise, always rise to the top. Kenny Omega would do fine in WWE.
I would really be interested to see how Seth Rollins would do in New Japan.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Not how he would do. What he could do with their style of booking and the mm-hmm. freedom they give the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. That's fascinating to me. That'd be really interesting to see.
I know. Double T says AJ Styles. Yeah, AJ Styles is one of those guys that regardless where you put him, who you put him against, he's going to do well.
Yeah, he's a top guy.
I think Kenny Omega's up there. I think Okada's up there. I think Zack Sabre Jr. might be up there. Just based on how he wrestles.
Yeah.
You can put him in the ring against anybody. And just how he wrestles, it's going to be interesting. I actually think Kota Ibushi would be on that list too.
Yeah,
we saw what he did in the Cruiserweight Classic. He consistently put on the best matches.
Mm-hmm.
Does the same in Japan on a regular basis. I mean, if you're a top flight wrestler, you know, if you're a guy like AJ or Seth or Kenny Omega, I mean, where you are, you can always adapt how you wrestle to the particular style of where you are.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. We always talk about how guys would do if given the freedom to work New Japan. Mm-hmm. When you're taking guys from New Japan who have had that freedom and then lock them into the WWE way of working, I'm not sure there's like a guaranteed thing. Like, I'd be kind of scared if Okada or Naito came over to the WWE. Maybe not now because Triple H understands how big they should be. And mm-hmm. Look, say what you will about Shinsuke. I think that he's been a decent blueprint for success in the WWE. He's about to fight for the WWE title in a co-main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And he has had some really good matches. It's just he hasn't really been paired up with the best of opponents.
Well, it's that, and he's just not on TV. He's just on TV a week, all the time, every week, you know?
Yeah, I know. And when he is, like, I mean, come on. Do you really think we're going to get great stuff out of Shinsuke versus Jinder?
Yeah,
and they did that for how many months?
I know, that was two,
you know, years. Like we saw what he could do with Sami Zayn. We saw how great his NXT run was.
He had a good match.
And then he comes
John
up,
Cena.
And they do the Dolph stuff. Yeah. And he had a 7 minute good 7 minutes against John Cena. Imagine what they can give him 20 minutes. You know.
Yeah, I know.
So I think Shinsuke's actually a good representation of what Okada and Naito could possibly expect in terms of, hey, we know you're a big star. We're going to treat you the way we treat big stars over here.
Yeah.
Because you know. If you complain about Shinsuke, it's no different than, you know, look how they've treated Randy Orton. You know, it's not great.
Yeah.
So that being said, I am always I would be concerned with a guy like Okada who's then forced to wrestle, I don't know, wrestlers who aren't given the same freedom as they have in New Japan, you know? So I don't know. That's why I'd love to see a guy like Seth Rollins, who we know he can do the lockstep WWE stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what can he do in New
Japan? Yeah, with the freedom without
that would be more exciting for me in terms of plugging in a guy anywhere. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know, like choreography. I mean, I doubt Seth Rollins has to have his steps choreographed for him.
Like Kenny Omega said.
But, you know, WWE, they have producers backstage who work with the talent on their matches.
Yeah.
I mean, the people back then, I don't know if New Japan has that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, based on what I've heard, it's pretty much just from the Omega Jericho podcast. It sounds like, you know, the wrestlers have a lot of freedom.
We have a very spirited conversation
we
about
do.
This on Match.
I didn't mention the producer aspect in that, and I wish I had. I thought of it during the conversation, and then I forgot it by the end. But the fact that
WWE employs
producers.
Yeah, I know, but we both kind of admit that we really don't know. It would be a fascinating thing. That's why I wish they would do more stuff like Breaking Ground.
I know, but I wish I knew a lot more about the process of putting matches together, both in WWE and New Japan. But there's also a magical quality to it that I like not knowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the mystery of how it's put together is part of the magic, I feel like.
Oh, I don't know, man. I honestly think for both of us, it would enhance the experience.
It may.
I really think that'd be the case.
But I mean, it seems like there's the you know, like, I've been to film school, you know, I know the language of making movies, and I know there is a language to wrestling. I've never done it, so I'm not well versed in it. But there still seems something magical that two people in the ring doing choreographed fighting could elicit such a response.
I'll give you an analogy for that just took place last night. Me and Lacey were watching, it's on Amazon Prime, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, mm-hmm. about the lady in the 50s mm-hmm. who goes on to do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. They did a shot where it's a flashback shot. It's a flashback she was having. She goes to a cafe where her and her husband went when they first got married, like the morning after. And during the shot, or during the scene, during the flashback, she goes into the bathroom and the camera cuts to him, and then he gets up and they're going to have sex in the bathroom, right? So he gets up and it tracks over and follows him. Camera's on the same shot, goes back over, and she's standing there in the present day. So they didn't shot. There's no cut there. She goes and sits down and looks back, and the camera pans over, and the bathroom now has an out of order sign on it, which cracked me up because it meant that during that shot, while they were on her, some PA ran up there and put the sign right? Yeah. And I mentioned that to Lacey, and she was like, oh, crap. She was like, that's why I love watching this stuff with you, because I always point that stupid shit out.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Went to film school. It enhanced the experience for her because, like, oh, that's a cool little thing that I would have known before. Mm. I think knowing the bits and pieces of how stuff is put together, it's like, oh, how are they going to execute that, which I know.
But also knowing my personality, which is very analytical.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in a wrestling match and analyze the individual bits.
Oh, you get it.
Because I don't know if I would get lost. Because there's been numerous times where I've been watching a movie, and we've talked about before, where I haven't been able to lose myself in the experience of watching the movie, enjoying it on its own terms. Yeah. They're picking it apart.
We just need to get high before watching wrestling matches and movies, man. Have a cookie or a brownie or something. No, really?
No, I don't think so.
Don't knock it till you try it. Let's WrestleMania, we're just going to be high the entire time.
Let's have a beer.
That's good, too. Let's see here. More questions. Regular Trevor asks, is it just me or does Ciampa really look like a psycho killer now? He does, and
he is
great.
Jacked.
And he's fucking jacked.
Man.
It's great,
he's
man.
He's time off working out.
Yeah.
Man, he is super jacked.
Keegan Green. do you think now that Johnny has been fired, it's an inevitability that his match with Ciampa at New Orleans will be an unsanctioned match?
Yep.
And then Daniel Bryan peers head around corner. He's going to have to sign a hold harmless agreement.
Yep.
Yes.
The elite Norwegian. Hey, friendos, now that Gargano has left NXT, should WWE let him go do a PWG show between now and TakeOver New Orleans? Also, Power Rank.
That would
yes,
be great.
Yes, 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 yes.
I had not even thought about that. That'd be great.
Yeah, wrestle in the indies between now and TakeOver.
Yes.
Also, Power Rank top 5 PWG stars for him to wrestle.
Oh, man.
That is a great idea.
The recently debuted Brody King. Okay. I heard good things about him.
Right. Zack Sabre Jr.
Dude, that would be a match of the year right there. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. I'm sure they probably should have. They probably fought before.
Oh, probably. I would be surprised.
I'll have to check that out. Okay, so those are two.
Matt Riddle.
That'd be great. Keith Lee.
Yeah, Keith Lee's taking on Chuck for the
I know.
Title, man.
I know.
Great. Trent.
And Trent.
Give me Johnny versus Trent.
There you go.
Steve Klein, what NXT superstar is going to be called up after Mania? Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Right. Has to be. Iconic duo. Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Almas drops the belt, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets called up.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. See what they do with him. I could see him being
I think those are the shoe-ins right there.
I could see Almas coming up and them completely bungling him and then him leaving there,
mm-hmm.
being La Sombra again. Mm-hmm. I could just see that happening.
Yeah, I know.
And it'd be a massive bummer.
Yeah, I know, man.
It'd be a total
He's
bummer.
He's really hit his stride right now.
He really has. Hopefully, as long as they keep him with Zelina Vega, as long as they keep him a really strong heel, hopefully that won't be the case. Jason the Cabbie. So now that Kalisto isn't acting like a total geek, does that mean Steve is softening his hardline stance on how much he hates him? I just hated him when he used to talk about Enzo. That was mainly because Enzo was around. No, you know, they've been letting him wrestle. That's all I care about. Like, I loved Kalisto when I used to see him in NXT back in the day, when he was with Sin Cara as the Lucha Dragons, because it was like, holy crap, this guy is so much fun to watch. So, yeah, I just never liked when he would get on the mic and try to talk.
His iPhone promo he did a couple weeks back was good.
Yeah, like when it's, and that's the thing. When it's just, when it, like, I'm not blaming him. When creative puts him on the mic and you know just how not captivating he is, and he's supposed to talk for 5 minutes, nobody wants to see that.
The top knot super beast Slow Wolf. The Cruiserweights decide they want to show that they are the best competitors in WWE, so they challenge the rest of the best, I guess, to a best of tournament. Who would you like to see have?
Ooh, that's a
each
good
other?
Question.
So let's do 8-man tournament. Question. Top four cruiserweights, four others from the main roster.
All right.
So, Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Cedric Alexander.
Okay.
Drew Gulak.
Okay.
And Roderick Strong. Assuming he's on the roster.
Wow. Who would you want to see Roderick Strong against?
Let's do. I was going to say Roderick Strong versus AJ Styles, but I know they've had a match before.
Oh, yeah.
So let's give me something we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, but that would kill the crowd.
It would.
The crowd would just eat it up.
AJ versus any of them. And,
yeah,
fantastic.
But no, I'm with you on that. I want to say AJ versus.
I mean, AJ. Let's do the four from main roster.
Okay,
AJ, Seth.
Give me Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens would be great.
Kevin Owens, and then Finn or Sami Zayn.
I'd like to see Sami Zayn versus Drew Gulak. I think it'd be a really good.
So I was going to say Kevin Owens versus Drew Gulak.
Oh, that'd be fun too.
Okay, let's do Roderick versus AJ.
Okay.
Owens versus Gulak. Seth versus Mustafa Ali.
Ooh.
And I guess it'd be Sammy versus Cedric Alexander.
What a great lineup right there. That'd be lots of fun.
Who goes over?
All the main roster guys.
AJ beats Roderick.
Yeah.
Cedric beats Sammy.
Okay. I like Drew making Kevin Owens tap out. All right,
that's
Kevin
fine.
Owens
and
is being
Seth
pissed
would
off
beat
about
Mustafa
it.
Ali.
Yeah.
And then it'd be AJ versus Drew.
Look, man, Roderick Strong wins the whole thing.
Seth
just
versus
Roderick Strong.
Cedric Alexander.
Roderick Strong wins. Roger Quinn's.
All right, fine.
Roger Quinn's. Everything. Aleister Black. Nick G in chat says Black is on the rumor list for call-ups. Aleister Black.
If he wins that title at next takeover.
I've got a devil. It's called the main roster. It's on my back. I must go to main roster now. Anyways, that's a good show we just put together.
Good show.
Good show.
Top show.
We're at over an hour now.
Cool.
Yeah. Fun times.
Great
good
times.
Hey, we're down. We probably have next week and the week after that left here. We're going to do a big teary goodbye to everybody.
You know, the weekend after we go, the internet's supposed to be installed. I'm going to be out of town.
The weekend?
Yeah.
The following weekend?
The weekend right after, because it's a week from today, we're getting the internet. And
yeah.
That weekend, I'm out of town.
I don't know if they're going to actually have the internet in
Maybe
the
not.
Place, so... Even if they do, I don't care. I'm going to be moving all my crap in there.
Right,
you can either be there or
well,
you
no,
can't.
I'm telling you, I won't be there.
You can either you are or you aren't.
I'm telling you, I won't be there. I won't. I'm not.
Oh, man. Listen, either you're going to be there or you're not.
I'm not. I'm telling you that now.
Are you going to go to the PWG show?
No.
Because we're going to Impact. Thanks for watching, everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.